Welcome, and thank you for listening to Optics in Action, where we showcase leaders with vision and clarity. My name is Ryan Weiss, founder and CEO of EPS. Our team is focused on enabling companies to align people and process for increased revenue, profitability, and scalable growth, while reducing the frustrations of your employees and customers. If you or someone you know is interested in applying to be a guest on this podcast, you can find more information at podcast.epsoptics.com. Let's get to our next guest. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Optics in Action. And I'm super excited today to have with us a guest, Spencer Shannon. And Spencer is the CEO of Shift Financial Insights. And he's a visionary for those of you who are familiar with the EOS world. And he's working with a lot of EOS companies. And so I'm really excited to have you on the episode today, Spencer, where we can talk about the vision and clarity that you have in your business and how others can learn from it. So welcome.
Amazing. Thanks, Ryan. Excited to be here and excited to see you again.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background. We were talking a little bit before the podcast episode. You're sharing a little bit about your background and how Shift Financial Insights came to be. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then We'll jump into some of the other questions we got queued up here.
Perfect. You know, I'll have to go a little ways back here. I got my CA, now it's a CPA, and in Canada it used to be CA. We've now merged to CPA. In like literally the mid-90s. I actually, literally when I was doing my articling with one of the big firms, I would drive to work nauseous. Like I actually hated what I did. Like it was shocking how much I hated accounting. And anybody who knew me from back then, who's seen me since and is like, you have an accounting practice now? They like literally fall off their chair. Like they're like, how did this happen? And so, you know, the brief sort of leapfrog from there to today is after I kind of left accounting pretty much the day after I got my designation, probably not a surprise to you. And through a long story, which we won't get into here, I ended up buying my first business, which was a manufacturing business with my then business partner. And we had that for about 15 years. And along the way, he actually had another business, which was construction. We built high-end custom homes on the west side of Vancouver. And what happened there is his partner retired and he invited me into the business. I'm kind of a process guy. Maybe that's why you and I get along. And he invited me in to take over his partner with the idea of adding some process to help him out of the business. And then very soon after that, my dad, who's also a CPA, with his own tax practice, which I didn't want to join. I didn't want to do tax. Well, you already know why I didn't want to do tax. I don't love accounting. He had a cold storage business. We actually had four facilities in Washington State. So we stored things like fish, being the Pacific Northwest, butter. We even stored carbon fiber for Boeing in four public refrigerated warehouses. And his partner retired and they brought on a private equity firm. And I took the other seat on the family side of the business. And so we had partners there. So I kind of ended up with all of these businesses kind of like, I was looking like, how did this happen? Like, I think at one point I had like 300 employees. I'm like, I don't even know how this happened. At one point I realized I hated my life. I just wasn't aligned with the businesses I had. I wasn't aligned with what I was doing in businesses. It wasn't like the purpose, the underlying purpose that's really important to me. And so over a period of a few years, exited those businesses, a combination of some very good learnings, best described as I didn't do as well as I would have liked, but did better than I could have. And then I kind of was in this gap for a period of time. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I was actually at an accounting talk and really brilliant speaker, but he was speaking fast. And like everybody in the room was all business owners and entrepreneurs. I was like, okay. Got it. Okay, got it. But like, I'm pretty good at numbers and I was really struggling to keep up. And the joke is I put up my hand and I said, don't you mean 2.4 or whatever it was? I think he got the formula wrong. He goes, oh yeah, good point. And everybody's laughing because they can't even keep up. And here I am correcting the speaker. And one of the guys at the table said, hey, I know this is important. I don't understand it. Can you help it put it in my business? And that's when I would post all of my businesses. I'm like, oh, this is a different language. Accounting is a language. Entrepreneurship is a language. We're each not taught the other. I happen to be both just by how my life story went. And I was like, I can actually bridge that gap. Yeah. You know, entrepreneurs don't really know what to ask of their accountants. The accountant's in the corner doing their thing. And the accountants tend not to know what entrepreneurs really need to drive better decisions in the business. So yeah. Through, you know, aha moment after aha moment and a bunch of work, we have Shift Financial Insights.
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit. One of the things I really like to start these episodes with is understanding a little bit of your why, a little bit of your purpose.
Yeah.
So why is it important to you? Why is it exciting to you to get out of bed? Like, if you were getting out of bed nauseous every morning, that'd be a terrible place to be. And I don't perceive that you would continue being CEO of Shift Financial Insights if that was the case. You've got other options available to you. So why do you do the things you do? Why? What is it that gets you so excited to lead this team and to do the things you're doing in the marketplace today?
Yeah. So the short story is I believe entrepreneurs can change the world, and our role is to help them through their financial blind spot. It's kind of that's the super short version. I'm gonna kind of go backwards a little bit. So I don't do any of the accounting. I don't do any bookkeeping. I don't do client file work per se. We have a team that actually really enjoys doing that. Bookkeepers and controllers that love what they do. One of our core values is life by design. Let's do stuff you love to get kind of exactly what you said. You love getting out of bed in the morning and doing it. These are people whose profiles are a little bit more following process. I don't like following process. I like breaking things and creating new process. But it's really my love of helping entrepreneurs change the world. And something I've gone through a lot of my own personal inner journey on, what is my purpose? What am I here to bring to the world? And ironically, I've landed on, I don't have like a sole cause that calls to me. I'm not, you know, I don't want to go and help this community or do something over there. What I believe my role is to be kind of like that multiplier, where if I can help you, you know, leverage your purpose and get you out of the weeds, because, you know, and one of the talks I do is called, you don't have to choose between meaning and money. So many entrepreneurs believe in purpose, but if we don't get this order out, it doesn't matter. If I don't make payroll, it doesn't matter. If I don't, and so let us help you through the financial blind spot so you can go impact and have impact and purpose in the world. So we can actually help entrepreneurs, as long as what their purpose is ethical and intentional and designed to have a positive impact in the community or the world or their employees or whatever it is. I'm not married to a particular purpose or cause other than helping others fulfill theirs.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great perspective that you just shared.
Yeah.
And it's not often that we hear accountants talking about purpose and alignment of values. And it's not that it's not important to them, but I think by general nature, accountants are often viewed through the lens of they're helping me figure out the
you
math
just say
and,
it.
And the details
just
and
say
things
it.
Like that. So
you're not
so
gonna,
having
you're not yeah. gonna you're not going to offend me. You can say accountants are boring. Accountants are structured. You're not going to offend me. It's okay. I heard you dancing around.
My degrees are in chemistry and finance. So I'm right in that boat with you. So as you think about kind of, and you've already alluded a little bit. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to jump in with a really beautiful example of kind of how that purpose is manifesting. You know, like I said, I don't take client work. I have a few coaching clients myself that I work on, those that are actually trying to figure out purpose. And we do have a lot of clients in home services. So HVAC, plumbing, electric, that kind of thing. And I was talking to one of our clients and I was asking his goals. He goes, well, you know, I want to be in 5 cities with 5 service lines and that's going to get me to X million and this and that. And I was like, well, why? And well, because it's going to be more efficient. No, why? And he kept sort of telling me the business reason. I said, no. Why do you want that? He said, actually, I want a bison farm. And I was like, okay, tell me about that. And he's done a lot of research into farming and kind of commercial farming versus regenerative agriculture. And he wants to actually buy this plot of land he's been looking at for a while, bring bison in there to actually do regenerative agriculture to be a model for other farms in that region. And then he wants to build a leadership center where they do leadership retreats there and a youth center for youth at risk. And all of a sudden we went from, oh, we want to be in 5 services in 5 cities. I mean, who cares? Like, yeah, sure. Care, make money. I'm down for that. But like the spark in his eye that came out when it's like, okay, now let's figure out how we can financially get you to the place where you can have a bison farm with a leadership center. Now you're having a positive impact on the community, completely different than you thought of. And that's where I get super, like, you asked about getting out of bed. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm like on fire about stuff like that.
No, that's an absolutely fantastic perspective, because I do think a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business executives get on a path, get on a treadmill or a hamster wheel, and they start down these paths. And I think that having someone who understands financial accounting, the math and the money behind the scenes, but also looks at it and lines it up with purpose. This is really critical for people to think about. So that's a great story. So in that, you started telling us a little bit about what you do, and that is accounting services, things like that. You're overlaying that with your coaching and really helping people think about purpose and vision. But tell us a little bit more about what that looks like with your average client, or how does that sort of happen?
Excuse me. Perfect. So, we tend to help people with one of two problems. Either one, I don't trust my numbers. They're late, they're wrong. Me as the owner have to jump in and fix things, and I want to be doing anything but that with my time. So that what we call the basic hygiene, like helping actually get the hygiene right. Or I think I get pretty good numbers, but nobody's telling me what to do with them or what they mean. And because I'm not an accountant and I'm came up as a salesperson or a technician or whatever, I'm looking at this stuff and I kind of know what it is, but nobody's really helping me. It's like if you handed me a set of plans and we're like, I'd be like, well, here's the front door and those look like stairs, but I can't read the technical side of like a set of house plans. Same thing in reverse. And so we are actually a full outsourced accounting department. So, our clients get bookkeepers, controllers, depending on their size, et cetera. Typically, we operate with businesses between about 2 and 15 million in revenue. Below that, we just know the heavy lifting that gets involved and it becomes a pricing issue. Above that, depending on the industry, often they just need to turn a little faster than having somebody that maybe brings someone in-house at that point. And we graduated people to bringing people in-house. But so it's getting their stuff clean and then delivering information. And this is where being the CPA and entrepreneur, and I talk about kind of those two languages, delivering it in a way that's quick, simple, and intuitive to understand. So you don't have to be an accountant. I think this is where accountants have failed entrepreneurs, is we send you the set of plans and say, here you go, as opposed to we hand you something that's intuitive as whether it's an entrepreneur or a visionary or an integrator. Again, if you're an EOS speaker or not, here's what you need to know. Here's what the story inside the books is telling you. Now you can go make decisions as opposed to be overwhelmed by this technical document. Accounting is a technical document. We both went to school for it. You said you did finance. Like, it's technical. It's not intuitive. And there's little secrets that are in there that we need to pull out and make it easy to understand.
So what you just
So
shared,
that's what we do.
so what you just shared is really interesting. The title of our podcast and really everything that we're doing these days is all around this word called optics. And sometimes people think about optics in different ways. Some people might think about, people who are hunters think about rifle scope. People who are doctors might think about, the glasses and that type of thing. People who are in politics or, think about perceptions of situations. And so as I stumbled onto this concept of optics, right, I think what you just talked about really aligns well with this concept of optics. It has two definitions. One is the study of light, the physics, the technical stuff of the study of light. Anybody who's been in a physics class and knows about lenses and clarity and focus and alignment and all these sort of technical words that happen, refraction and things like that. On the other hand, it has a second meaning, and that is the perception of people about a situation. And I think what you just so articulately described is there's this technical jargon, there's technical right answers when it comes to accounting and it comes to the numbers and how things are reported and all the there's technical stuff that needs to happen. On the other hand, there's the perception of what do I do with it and how do I use
The
that?
human
And
side.
in the human side of it. And that's why I
Yeah.
fell in love with this concept of optics, and everything we're doing
Yeah.
is about the alignment of people and process to fulfill a purpose, to get to that end point.
Yeah.
And everybody does it in different ways. But so it's really fascinating to hear sort of this the background story and how how you got to where you are and the service you offer. So
Yeah.
yeah, so take us a little bit
And
through a
if,
point. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
well, no, I just wanted to on the topic of optics, which I didn't know that definition. Excuse me, so thank you. First of all, like, we do a lot of data visualization, and I know that didn't necessarily fall exactly into your definition, but the data visualization, right? You don't have to, if you see the line going the wrong way, you don't have to be an accountant to go, that line is going the wrong way, we need to do something about it. So that's one. But the other thing that I was sort of internally laughing at, I actually hate the reporting that comes out of any accounting software. I think it's by accountants for accountants. So we built our own reporting tool. We're not a SaaS business. This is for our internal purposes for our clients, where we take we suck the data out of, say, QuickBooks, and then turn it. Our software is called Lighthouse. So funny when you're talking about, the optics and the study of light, and by fluke, our software is called Lighthouse. So I just wanted to jump in with that because it's
No, I love it. And you're absolutely right, right? Data visualization is a way of bridging that gap between the technical stuff that's happening that's just real. It's very clear. Bridge that gap to how does an entrepreneur perceive it and understand it and know what do I do with it? How do I take action on it? And that gap is very often painful for people who don't have a background in finance or kind, even for people who have backgrounds in it are sometimes painful. I'll never forget I was sitting at a board meeting once and there was an accountant standing up in the front and went through page by page, and he obviously had it all memorized through the audit and was just spewing words. And I looked around the room and I thought, how many people in this room
Nobody's getting it.
have any concept of what he's saying right now? Right.
Nobody's getting it. Nobody's getting it.
And that's where this intersection of people and process or the technical stuff and the people, that's where that comes together. So tell me
Love it.
how you do, I don't know if you have a 3-step or a 5-step or a 7-step process or if you just want to share some insights about how you do this to bridge the gap between entrepreneurs and the finance and the accounting. How do you do that? How do you bridge that gap?
So, I mean, we do have a process, and so we start with kind of a discovery. Are we a fit? Are we a match? Needs aligned? All that kind of stuff. So assuming that's all moved forward, we go into what's called a diagnostic. We call it that. It's like you lift up the hood, you look inside, you see what you need to fix before you start fixing the car. Same thing. We look at everything from, and we start with things like procedures. We look at what your reporting package is now. We look to see, is everything current? Do you have bank reconciliations done? Do you have balance sheet records? All of the kind of the nitty-gritty of the hygiene stuff. Then once we do that, that builds our plan for onboarding. And that's where we execute on everything from diagnostic. We say we're 1 quarter to clean books or your money back. So we have our onboarding plan. If we, from the day we sign to getting you to the place where you move from onboarding to smooth sailing, it's less than a quarter. And then from there, you're in smooth sailing. That's where just the regular system, everything's built. We've created your reporting package out of the system. And the way that to think about that reporting package, we take the data visualization, but we really focus on the key levers of the business. There's only three things you can do to increase the profitability of your business. You can increase sales, you can increase your margin, you can decrease your expenses, or less as sales grow, just decrease over time. So we'll focus on those levers, figure out which lever is off, and then do all the backup analysis to show you what's driving the fact that that lever is off. Well, again, I'll use home services just because we've got quite a few home services. If you have plumbing and HVAC and you have service and install, which of those departments is having a materials costing problem? Which of those departments is having a labor issue? So rather than just going, we have a COGS problem, you have a COGS problem with HVAC install material. Now you can actually start driving those decisions. So that's sort of the flow and the package. Like I said, we use the data visualization. Once you know, almost every entrepreneur, visionary, great at problem solving, as long as we know what problem to solve,
Right.
and we don't know what problem to solve. So once we're in that smooth sailing, we do that monthly reporting, we're handling all the day-to-day activity, all the transactions, doing the bank records, taking the stuff that everybody hates, we're handling it. But you know, we like to say people come for the hygiene but stay for the insights. Because it, you know, I think about insights a lot like, you know, the business class section of a plane. If you've only ever flown in the back of a plane, it's okay, it's fine, it is what it is. It's a bit cramped, the food is the food. And then you fly in business class on like an overseas flight, you're like, you know, you got this pod, they're bringing you like a nice hot meal. You're like, I didn't know this existed. That's kind of like getting good advice in finance. You're just used to it being a scramble and a mess. And then you're sitting in business class on an overnight flight with a pod going, I can't go back. So,
that resonates. We lived in Asia for 5 years. And flying back and forth from Singapore and the Philippines, we were on flights. There were eight. There was a time when I was on the longest commercial flight in the country. It was New York City to Singapore direct. And I'll tell you, 18 hours in business class is very different than 18 hours in economy. And
so apply that feeling, but to your business.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's 18 months in a row of getting economy service versus 18 months in a row of getting, and that's sort of the difference. And it's like, oh, my life is different when I actually get the information to actually drive it. You know, you think about all, I just, you know, like a $10 million business, every 1% difference in bottom line is $100,000. Yeah. So if you're actually getting these decisions to move this by 2 points here and a point there and a half a point there, the bottom line just it's a game changing.
It's dramatic. Yeah. So I think you've shared some really great insights. I love what you said. People come for the hygiene, they stay for the insights. And I think that will definitely resonate with our audience today. So I want to thank you for being on this episode of Optics in Action. How do people get in contact with you, Spencer? What's the best way for them to contact you or to learn more if this has piqued their interest and they're interested in learning more?
Sure. Easiest way, Spencer@shiftfinancial.co, not .com. Somebody bought it and wants to sell it to me for an outrageous amount. I'm not doing that. Spencer@shiftfinancial.co. Our website is just, you can just go to shiftfinancial.co, learn a bit more, all that good stuff. And just as a thank you for having me on the podcast and a thank you to everybody that's listening. The first two or three people that reach out to me and make reference to this podcast, if you're on QuickBooks Online, that's how our software connects, I will actually, as a gift to you, do a review to take your data and do a data visualized review of your books to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly, along with advice in terms of what do you need to do to make decisions to change your business. That's my gift to you for having me on the podcast. First two or three people just to like say, I want to do that demo. I will do it at no cost. Normally we have a cost to it, but it's just a thank you.
Wow. Thank you. That's a very generous offer. And I'm sure that folks who are listening to this podcast, this is a great opportunity, especially understanding your purpose and the vision of where you're going. So thank you again, Spencer, for being the guest
I'll do
on
it
this
for you.
Episode. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, sorry to interrupt your closing there. I said, I'm happy to do it for you too, if you'd like. That's just an offer, open offer for you as well.
Awesome. I appreciate it. So thank you again, Spencer, for being on this episode of Optics in Action, where we spotlight leaders with vision and clarity. And this has been an amazing episode. There are some really great insights that have come out of this, and your offer to do that assessment for folks. Really appreciate you having you on the show today, Spencer.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Ryan. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to the Optics in Action podcast. If you are interested in the podcast, we welcome you to subscribe on your preferred platform, follow us on LinkedIn, or learn more at epsoptics.com. If you or someone you know is interested in applying to be a guest on this podcast, you can find more information at podcast.epsoptics.com. This is Ryan Weiss, thanking you for listening to Optics in Action.